Hey everyone, welcome to SPED Homeschool Conversations. We are so happy to have you here tonight. We're continuing on a theme this month of talking about how to help your child achieve their goals for this coming school year. And one of the big things we hear about from parents is about math. How do I make math stick? And so our topic tonight is solidifying math concepts beyond your curriculum, because you can do so much with your curriculum, but there's so much you can do at home and out in the wild, wide world where math is everywhere. And so tonight we have some math experts with us to have a roundtable discussion about this subject. And so I've got Raj, and I didn't even ask you how to say your last name. It's
Raj Vali, that works.
Vali, okay. With he's from Thinkster Math. And two of his tutors here as well, Yvonne and Sumi. And we are going to talk about math. And we hope that if you're watching us live, that you bring some questions as well, so that we can try to see what these experts have to share with you on how to approach math maybe a little more creatively and differently this coming school year. So I'm going to have them do some introductions, and so we get to know them before we get going. And also, I don't want to forget this, but I also want to thank our sponsor for tonight, and it's Kirkwood Education Online, and we will learn more about them about halfway through. We're going to take a break and learn about their curriculum. But yeah, so who would like to get started in introductions, just so we can get to know you a little better and some of your math background and maybe a little bit more?
Let me get started.
Yeah. I'm Sumi Chakraborty. I am the director of academics at Thinkster Math. I was a classroom teacher many, many years ago, but I was not motivated because I used to find that classroom teaching was not as personalized as I would like it to be. Yeah. And so I worked with a tutoring company for a few years before joining Thinkster Math, where our main mission was I know everyone talks about personalization, but our mission is really to look at where do students struggle and intervene based on exactly where they're struggling, and intervene and build their skills up by repetition and build their confidence. Because one of the major challenges in school is that there are not enough tools for teachers to recognize in a class full of 20 to 25 kids. When I'm teaching a lesson in fractions, who knows how to reduce fractions, and who understands this conceptually, and who can apply it to the word problems? There's no no intelligent tools for them to be able to personalize that, and that is something that we are able to address on our platform. And I will lead the way for Raj, our CEO.
Thanks, Sumi, and actually go next. Make sure that we hear from yours.
All right. I'm Yvonne Morris, and I've been with the company almost 2 years with Thinkster, and I have seen numerous students just coming through. I have a background teaching in the classroom, and like Sumi, I saw the same thing. We can't personalize when you're seeing 90 kids a day. You can't personalize their education. And a lot of them are passed on, which really frustrates me. So our program is actually able to look at that. And I have a deaf education and special ed background, also math. And then my master's was in instructional technology. So when I found Thinkster, it was so cool because it was everything all mixed up together, which is all my degree. So it was really awesome. And I just have a passion for the students to be able to learn because we're able to individualize the students.
Right.
And if I may intervene here, Yvonne has very good relationships with, you know, students with various ability levels as well. And she also is our own homeschooling parent as well. So she brings in a lot of different kinds of insights, you know, for the parents. So she understands the, you know, the user experience and the struggles, you know, she can relate to them quite well.
Definitely. 'Cause there is some anxiety whenever you add technology into your school.
Yes.
You're not very comfortable with it. So that's nice to have somebody on the other line going, okay, I know this is your home issue and yeah, you're not a school. And yeah.
Yeah. And it's great because my kids have both of those. And so it's been really good because I can relate with the parents of your homeschooling. What curriculum are you using? Things like that. So that's been really neat too.
Yeah. That's great. Well, I'm sure you're going to be able to answer some questions for people tonight. So Raj, you're left for last.
Well, it's a privileged position, to be honest. When I founded this company several years back, realized that, at the end of the day, the interaction is on a daily basis between tutors and students, not even parents or me as a CEO. So brand ambassadors for us are basically tutors who do an amazing job. Sumi and Yvonne, many of those tutors that we actually have in our company. The most important reason why I started this company is honestly not to teach math. I know this is going to sound like I'm, being blasphemous, but the idea that any subject needs to be taught, with its own nuances, with its own idiosyncrasies, and in math, people get worried about formulas and theorems and axioms and whatever else we want to talk about. I think that these names sound super scary. At the end of the day, if you really think about it, math is nothing but a language. You can speak German, you can speak French, you can speak English. If you're from India, you can speak maybe 30 different languages as well. So the idea here is that, once you understand how a language is structured, there is grammar for every language. There is an ability to communicate the grammar. And it's no different than if, Peggy, if you speak German and I speak English and you need to teach me something in German, obviously you need to make sure that I understand German before you start getting upset with me about the fact that I'm not able to respond back to you in German. Right. This is no different with kids learning math. If a math teacher is speaking the math language and students are trying to learn the language of math, it's not at all a problem that students make mistakes. They continue to make mistakes. It's a process, and as long as everybody understands that it's about communication, then it's no longer about math. It's all about trying to communicate what you're asking and what I'm actually providing as an answer. And then you essentially let your guard down, because it's just like speaking a language requires confidence, and you have to build the confidence. And it's okay to make mistakes when you're building confidence. So the company is actually built on the premise that not only are we in the business of teaching math, that's obviously the very first foray that we actually have. What we really built is a knowledge acceleration platform. So what we are doing is that the science of acquiring knowledge on any topics, you can essentially learn anything under the sun pretty much using the same methods and same processes. So I'm happy to talk about math today, but whatever you are talking about for math is equally applicable, whether you're learning tennis or playing music or any of those things.
Yeah, I like what you say about it, it just being a way to communicate. And so often that's why when we have parents that are very apprehensive about math as themselves, we often recommend to them, you need to find somebody to teach your students so you don't pass this along, because it's the same as me trying to teach my daughter French. I can't because I don't speak French, but I hired a tutor who does, and she does it very well. And my daughter's excited about French because of the tutor. And, so it's the same way with math, that when you have that excitement, when you speak that language on a consistent basis, it becomes natural and it becomes more natural for your student. And I don't think that parents can't not learn that, but it is nice to have other options. So if you are watching us live, we would love you to participate in this discussion, and it looks like we have a lot of viewers. So definitely put your questions in the feed below, and we will see them and we'll respond to them. So I don't know. How would we like to get started? I've got lots of different things we can talk about. Is there anything that any of you have on your mind as far as like your favorite things to recommend to families when their student is really struggling with a specific concept? You know, there's always the tough things like the math facts and let's see, I put down some things here. I can remember fractions.
Peggy, I can talk about, take any subject, whether it's math facts or multiplication facts or Pythagoras theorem or, you know, the rules in geometry, you know, the similarity rules and congruency rules.
Right.
It appears that there is quite a bit of material to absorb and, you know, essentially, absorb, process, and pardon my language, regurgitate. This is what people have been talking about, and right. I think I want to talk about completely changing the process, completely make it upside down. The parents are actually having kids who are genuinely struggling with math. First of all, just let them know that there is nothing wrong about struggling. Now I'm gonna say something, and I'm gonna be controversial for many people here, but I just want people to just hang tight there. Peggy, if you ask me to count from 1 to 100, I can do it in my sleep, or maybe not in my sleep, but half asleep, I'm gonna be able to do that, right? The problem here is that I know this cold, and I'm not being challenged. Now, if you ask me to do something with the Fourier transformation of some huge, massive, geometric progressions or any of those things, then I'm going to be having a little bit of a challenge. Now, that tells me that this is some area that maybe I need a refresher on, or maybe I have no idea how to do it. That means that my ability to acquire new knowledge has been discovered. Mm. Whenever there is an ability to acquire something new has been discovered, that's an opportunity. That's like finding gold or diamonds in mines. Mm. Right? Because then you're essentially saying that, okay, you know what? I just found a diamond. I have no idea how to do it. I don't know how to process it. I'm going to put it in my pocket because I'm now more wealthier for having discovered it. If I am only going to tell you things that you already know, then you're not going to learn anything new. So the very first step is, if your child is struggling, celebrate. When my kids come back home from, they go take a test and they say, hey, I got a D grade, I got a C grade. I say, great, awesome. You just discovered what you need to go work on, right?
Right.
So, and you know, they just look at me like, Dad, you know, you're actually the weirdest dad in town. You know? So, But that's the whole point, right? Because I tell my kids that the moment you de-risk their appetite for failure, something remarkable and magical happens. I have three daughters. My middle daughter comes and tells me things that she constantly discovers, and I learn a ton just by she coming and telling me things on a regular basis. And so we can go into procedures, mnemonics, hacks. And probably there's an opportunity to go through all of those things, and we can point people to our website where we write blogs about these kinds of things. But I think that the most important thing is attitude to failure, attitude to somebody struggling. I think that's cause for celebration, not cause for concern. That's the biggest thing I'm going to talk about.
Yeah, I agree. Do you have anything else to add, Yvonne or Sumi?
Well, you were bringing up, issues with, math facts and fractions. Believe it or not, I would say more than 50% of the middle schoolers that come to us that are struggling actually started struggling way back in third and fourth grade. And the parents never realize it because it's simply because they did not memorize the facts. They can't process the problems fast enough in their head, because now if they're doing long division or if they're asked to reduce fractions, they don't know how to identify factors, because they don't know how to do simple division in their heads. And that's where, it's like a tumbling effect. And by the time they're in fifth and sixth grade, you have almost 2.5 years of math that you need to catch up on. And give them the confidence back. And it's just that the students in the classroom, they never get an opportunity to learn things at their own pace. You know, some kids will learn it by doing something five times. For another kid, it may take 20 times. Mm. But what is that exact amount of practice? That's something that we need to understand, because it is important to also grasp, you know, the different learning styles that, you know, some are kinesthetic. You know, some will learn better when you're applying it on the playground. But you have to come back and make sure that the fundamentals, you know, and how, you know, the two worlds sort of operate and connect together actually does make sense. So it's absolutely important that you understand where the applications, the math facts are applied in everyday life, but you have to know the facts. You can't escape it. You can't escape it, because even if I'm using calculators, when I'm doing Excel documents and I'm, you know, summing up a column, I need to know that addition doesn't make sense, or, you know, this number is not right. Yeah. So I think that, you know, accepting that the students learn at different pace and, you know, let them work at their own pace is kind of is important factor in the process of learning.
Yeah. And that very much goes on what you were saying, Yvonne, about, you know, schools and just curriculum in general pushes students on at almost like, well, you finished the problems, you made it through this section, so we're just going to move you along. And it's not about the individualized student. Are they ready? And you want to elaborate any more on that?
And also, it's the confidence continues to decrease. And then because when you don't have that confidence of knowing, oh, 12 divided by 4